The expressways, usually, you know, you don't ever have to wait for a train or anything because the train tracks will go over the road.
Uh-huh.
So when you go under one of these things, what do you call that?
A little viaduct.
Okay. When you park a car on the street, like most of the cars are parked out here, do you know how they're parked out here? They're parked.
Paleo.
Okay, the same way as the curb runs.
Uh-huh, paleo parking.
Okay,
uh-huh.
And there's another kind of parking where you have at shopping centers, like where you kind of head in. Head straight in, what do you call that?
I don't know what you call that kind of parking.
Okay, sometimes you head in kind of at an angle, sort of slanting.
That's the way they used to park at my home up in town. You didn't park paleo, you head in.
Yeah.
Towards the curb, head into the sidewalk.
Yeah, okay. What do you call that place where you hook up the fire hose if there's a fire?
Fire plug.
Okay. If you had to park downtown and you couldn't park on the street and you couldn't get in a parking lot, you probably have to put your car in some kind of building. What do you call those?
Oh, garage, parking garage.
Okay. What are the tallest buildings in town, do you know?
The tallest building is the,
besides the Hemisphere Tower.
I think it's a transit tower, I believe.
Uh-huh, okay.
It's on the south end of town. It's on South St. Mary's there.
What are some other tall buildings?
Well, you got the Knicks building. It's a professional building.
Yeah.
The Medical Arts building.
Yeah.
It's a professional building. And I think you got the Majestic building now on Houston Street. I think it's kind of sticking up there. The Milam building.
Wait, do you have any one name for all of these tall buildings like that?
Skyscraper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't guess you'd call them skyscraper.
Why not?
I don't know if they're high enough to be called skyscraper.
Oh.
I never heard them called these skyscrapers.
Okay.
But the tallest one is about 31 stories, I think.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, from that back.
Yeah.
To 22, 25. Now I think that your skyscrapers now. What I've heard people call skyscrapers, them that's 40, 50, and 60 stories, you know?
Yeah, I see.
Like the Empire State Building and the Trade Building there in New York, 110 stories. And
What would you call a tall apartment building like that? If it was apartments and it was that tall, what would you call it?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what they call that.
Okay. What would you call a passageway that goes behind buildings?
Alley.
Okay, and if it goes behind a house, what would you call it?
Alley.
Okay, if it goes behind apartments?
Alley.
Okay, and what would you call a passageway that goes between buildings?
Like
on the side?
Driveway.
Okay, and a passageway that might go between apartments?
Maybe a driveway.
Okay, what about a passageway that goes between houses?
A driveway.
Okay, what if it's not, there's not really a place for a car, but just a space? Would you call that anything?
Sidewalk, maybe.
Okay. What would you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not replaced yet?
Vacant lot.
Okay. A smaller area in a neighborhood where, they just haven't built the house yet, usually. You call it the same thing? You call it
a lot.
Okay, you call anything different from the other kind?
No, I think we still call it a lot, vacant lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you get a drink of water in a public building?
Fountain.
Okay. And let's see. What do you know about cars? Do you know much about cars?
Not too much.
What do you call a two-door car? Is there a particular name for that?
Two-door car is a car. We used to call that a coach? Sedan? A two-door.
Uh-huh. What is a sedan anyway?
A sedan is a two-seater, I believe.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And a one-seater is called a coupe.
Okay.